Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is Election Day 2024. Thank you so much for having us on today. If you're maybe just leaving the office, appreciate you having us in that car, taking us along for the ride. Austin voted today. I see your little tag on your shirt.
Yes, I couldn't be prouder.
Good for you, man. What an American you are.
Yes.
Do you feel better?
Not really.
I did the early voting thing last week, I think it was. But I felt good, man. When I walked out of it, I felt like, yeah.
You're like, I've done my civil duty.
Absolutely right. It is Election Day. Polls open this morning to an already big voter turnout.
Early voting and vote by mail, where we received over 16,000 so far, we have a 58.17% turnout. In other words, over 83,000 people have already cast a ballot, either by mail or going into an early voting site.
Okay, Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, you just heard her, Tappy Villain, reporting similar numbers in Escambia and Okaloosa counties. News Radio 92.3. We will have that live election coverage and results starting at 7 right after the polls close tonight.
All righty, and since it's just past 4:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, first thing we notice is there is an accident on I-10 if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and it is backing you up towards the North Davis Highway exit. Also got some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and another accident report, actually, if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 77 degrees right now, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 80, low of 71 once again, with about a 50% chance of thunderstorms that will bleed into your Wednesday night.
Okay, 4:17, News Radio 92.3. Millions of Americans headed to the polls today, including former President Trump, who filled out his ballot earlier today in Florida. Fox's Bill Maluge has more from West Palm Beach.
We are outside of his watch party headquarters right now, waiting for those to open up. But just a short time ago, he had a gaggle with the press, and I asked him, if you win tonight, how are you going to reach out to Kamala Harris supporters? Take a listen.
You've talked a lot about unity. If you win, there are going to be tens of millions of Harris supporters who are going to be upset. What would your plan be to reach out to those people, bring them in? What would your message to them be?
Well, it'll be just that. We want to bring everybody in. We want to be very inclusive, and we will be very inclusive. We have a great country, but we have a country that's in trouble. It's in big trouble in many ways, and we have to straighten it out.
And then shortly after that, Trump visited his campaign headquarters out here in Palm Beach. He stopped by to thank staff and supporters, said he hopes that they have a result tonight.
Okay, the early voting numbers locally in the Tri-County area saw more than 50% of eligible voters cast their ballots. More than 278,000 people cast their ballots in the 2024 general election across Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. In Escambia, more than 112,000 people cast their ballots either in person or by mail. In Santa Rosa County, more than 82,000 people cast their ballots.
All right. And with the campaigning just about over, we already, of course, heard that Trump is preparing for that watch party here in Florida. But Vice President Harris, she is in D.C., where her campaign will hold an election night event of her own at her alma mater, Howard University. And she was like trying to, I think it was earlier today, talking to some folks last minute, telling them, you know, to basically just one last hoorah for the Harris campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what the candidates were doing today. Former President Trump and Kamala Harris making their final pitches to voters on the economy, which has remained a top issue this election cycle. Fox's Business's Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
When you look at these two candidates, former President Trump, he wants to cut taxes on tips. He wants to cut taxes on Social Security. He wants to cut taxes on overtime. The former president also wants to extend the Trump tax cuts. Former President Trump wants to lower the corporate tax rate to companies that move manufacturing back to the United States. Vice President Kamala Harris, less specific about her economic plan. She says that she will reduce taxes on tips as well as make tax cuts for Americans making less than $400,000 a year. However, she says she wants the Trump tax cuts to expire, which raises taxes for just about everyone. every American. The vice president says that she sees an opportunity economy, but again, not really specific about what that means or entails.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, of course, we've been talking a lot about elections. You're going to have to get used to that throughout this evening. But in both the state of Florida and nationally, we had some hiccups when it came to some of these voting locations, voting websites. What kind of difficult for some of these spots to just finally get their votes in.
And locally, they even have distributed 250 provisional ballots.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that this hour.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Four twenty-five. News Radio 92.3. Getting ahead of myself by exactly 1 hour here.
We're just so excited.
Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in here, Pensacola, right now, and ready for 7 o'clock tonight. Polls close at 7. You still have time to get there and exercise your right to vote. Once the those polls close, we're going on air 7 o'clock tonight with the latest results, and we will have them for you. Andrew McKay will be stopping in and driving the ship tonight. Figure out what's going on in terms of...
At least until 9.
Absolutely, right. And so we're very excited about that. I did want to get into this real quickly here before we moved into sports at 4:35. Tropical Storm Rafael getting some attention as it tracks towards western Cuba, then moving into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico as a Cat 2 hurricane by Thursday. That's where it goes downhill from there. Now, I want you to listen to me. The combination of the dry air and strong wind shear is going to cause the storm to weaken substantially by Friday and Saturday as it gets into the northern Gulf. And I talked to the folks at the NHC, the National Hurricane Center, this afternoon. They said, you know what? There's really basically a zero chance Rafael will reach land as a hurricane.
Really?
Zero chance. Mm. And so forecasters say the chances for a direct impact on the Gulf Coast is extremely low. All interest along the northern Louisiana-Texas coastline should keep close tabs on the progress of the storm just in case.
Just in case. Absolutely.
There you go. It's... do as you will, but just be prepared.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that because it's just past 4:25 anyway, so I got another quick check of the roads and weather for you anyway. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. I'll just keep with the weather theme first, and I'll look at the roads. Still 77 degrees here, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 80, low of 71, with a slight to moderate chance of thunderstorms throughout your Wednesday. As for the roads here, got some very heavy backups on I-10 in two spots. If you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, we do have backups there from an accident. And then horrendous congestion. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Blackwater River, you are backed all the way up to Avalon Boulevard because of another accident there. So that is very far reaching. And then there is a third accident on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Man, my goodness. Outside of that, it's just a few of the usual spots, but that's pretty rough.
Wow. The adjectives and adverbs flying through there.
Yes.
Phew.
It's terrible.
Good stuff. 4:27. News Radio 92.3. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, he's fired his defense minister. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired the country's defense minister, Yoav Gallant. We just got a statement from the previous defense minister. He says, quote, "The security of the state of Israel always was and will always remain my life's mission." Now, last year, Netanyahu fired Gallant. This led to mass demonstrations across the streets of this country. And remember, this comes amid the backdrop of rising regional tension and an ongoing war that has started nearly 400 days ago as the Israelis brace for a possible attack from Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has immediately replaced Gallant with Israel Katz, the country's foreign minister.
And we had hinted at this before the break. We've had multiple issues when it comes to some of these polling locations, trying to just get some... these people trying to do their exercise their right, as you said, Chris. Two polling locations in the key swing state of Georgia were temporarily evacuated this morning after bomb threats. Fulton County officials said that 5 non-credible bomb threats were received this morning. They led to evacuations at a senior center and elementary school, and the county is trying to obtain a court order that will allow those locations to stay open 30 minutes later to accommodate voters.
I want to take off on that just for a second. I'm going to advance it just a bit. The FBI issuing a warning about the election process as Americans do head to the polls this afternoon. Fox's Lillian Wu has the report.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is alerting voters about fake videos, saying it's aware of two instances in which the Bureau's name and insignia are being used to help spread misinformation surrounding the presidential election. Those videos, created to look like they're from the FBI, make false claims about voter fraud, alleging the management of five prisons in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona had rigged inmate voting. Another recent video, which attempts to look like a CBS News report, falsely says the FBI is advising people to vote remotely due to a potential terror attack. The FBI says the videos are not authentic and their contents are false. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty. Yeah, we had some issues in Florida as well regarding some polling locations, including a Pinellas County man facing charges following an altercation at an early voting site this past weekend. Apparently, his name's Andrew Francis, and he hit the campaign manager of Republican U.S. Representative Anna Paulina Luna with his shoulder, and the incident happened outside the city's courthouse.
Okay, Mega Millions tonight, $303,141.8 million. That is you head out the door.
I'm Tom Rigotti. A steady flow of voters head to the polls in Pennsylvania. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is in Bucks County near Philadelphia.
The crowd that we spoke with here, it's been diverse.
I don't understand why felons can't vote, but he is a felon and he can run for president.
It just, money. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to me. Money. Like, I had more money in my pocket for those 4 years than I do now.
We've never had a woman as president, and since she's black, that's just a plus.
Statewide, 19 Electoral College votes at stake.
Fox's Mike Tobin is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, another battleground state.
We're hearing some social media reports about lines that are winding around the block, but we're really not seeing them. And the lines are pretty manageable. It was a crush around midday when people took their lunch hours off to vote. But people in Wisconsin who want to vote, they can get it done in a reasonable amount of time.
Also up for grabs tonight, control of the House and Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher today, with the Dow gaining 427, the S&P 500 up 70 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining 259. The three main indexes all increased by more than 1%. Yum! Brands today reporting quarterly earnings and revenue that missed Wall Street's expectations. Same-store sales at fast food brands KFC and Pizza Hut slid more than experts had expected. U.S. commercial real estate bonds were on pace for their best yearly performance in a decade, according to Deutsche Bank. Returns on commercial mortgage-backed securities were set at 3.4% this year versus 1.8% for investment-grade corporates, according to MarketWatch. Nintendo today cutting sales forecasts for the Switch during its fiscal year ending in March. Demand continues to wane for the aging console. The gaming giant now expects to sell 12.5 million units. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. The New Orleans Saints yesterday fired Dennis Allen. And by the end of the season, I expect the Jacksonville Jaguars to do the same to Doug Peterson. Neither the Saints nor Jaguars are marquee NFL jobs, but both of those teams need some toughness. One of those organizations should hire Brian Flores as their next head coach. Flores has done an incredible job leading the Minnesota Vikings defense and is clearly more than deserving of a second opportunity to be an NFL head coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We were talking a lot about the election, even covering, sort of finally covering, the Joe Rogan interview with Donald Trump and the ellipse speech that Kamala Harris gave last week. Also, my thoughts on why America will be fine either way and why democracy is a terrible system and a beautiful system all at the same time. The whole idea of entrusting the future of the country to other people that you don't know and you will never meet. It's amazing. Catch it all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, go to your polling place and vote. Step two, listen to the results on News Radio 92.3. After you visit the voting booth, tune into News Radio 92.3 beginning at 7 p.m. tonight. And there'll be a complete wrap-up the next morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. So to sum up, step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on News Radio 92.3. Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Election Day 2024. Have you been out to vote yet? Well, by golly, listen, if you're still planning to vote, you have 2.5 hours approximately until the polls will close. Now, once they close at 7 o'clock tonight, we should start seeing results fairly quickly.
At 7 o'clock or very shortly thereafter, we will post all of the early voting results. And then the vote by mails that have already been processed.
Right.
Obviously, because people still have until 7 o'clock to get those vote by mail ballots in. Those totals will be added to, along with, as Election Day precincts report.
All right. That's Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, Tappy Villane. News Radio 92.3. We'll have the live election coverage right when those polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. Andrew McKay sliding in. And with a few surprises this evening.
Yes.
So be ready for that. We'll have the numbers for you after 7 once the polls close. I mentioned this to you earlier, and I don't have an answer for you, but we soon will. The Oakland Athletics shutting down shop. They're moving to Sacramento for a couple of years until they make the transition to Las Vegas for the baseball team. Well, the Athletics, in this whole midst of changing their life and everything about it, have changed their name ahead of the relocation from Oakland. Fox's Jared Max has more on the story.
They're not the Oakland Athletics anymore. They're not the Las Vegas A's yet either. They're still a baseball team, but with a name that is void of an affiliation to any city or state. Next season, the team will simply be the Athletics, or the A's, who said goodbye to Oakland, their home since 1968, and plan to move to Las Vegas in 2028, but were granted the chance to play in Sacramento next year through 2027, at the home of the minor league Sacramento River Cats. But the A's say they will not be called Sacramento. They'll just be the Athletics. Not the first major American pro sports team that isn't forthright about where it calls home. In the NFL, the New York Giants have played in New Jersey since 1976 and the Jets since 1984, yet both teams still call themselves New York. The A's new logo looks like the old one, but only green now. Jared Max, Fox News.
After posting mixed results on the road this past weekend against Roanoke and Fayetteville, Ice Flyers return home Saturday against Knoxville in the Bay Center. Puck drop 7:05. Glad to have the guys back in town And also, we have some SEC football. You want to touch on this real quick?
Sure.
We got some really incredibly, let me just put it like this, interesting games coming up.
Yes.
How about the Florida-Texas game?
I think that is one of the interesting ones for sure. Texas is great. Florida's not, but they are better than they look. They're better than we thought they would be. I think their quarterback issues are going to hang them up next week, and I think Texas pulls away, probably wins by around three possessions.
I think Ole Miss is going to give Georgia a run for their money.
Maybe. It's not like it's going to be a blowout, but I think Georgia's going to be visibly the better team by the time it's over.
Okay, South Carolina at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that's another one of those interesting ones.
Yep.
I got to go with Vandy. Maybe South Carolina's kind of riding a bit high. Vandy's rolling. They're bowl eligible. They're at home. Give me the Commodores.
They're both doing well.
So yes,
it's
good for them.
That's going to be a good Saturday for either team there. Mississippi State at Tennessee.
That's Tennessee. It always takes me a minute to register. That's Mississippi State. Mississippi State's not good.
Okay, Alabama, LSU.
I have LSU winning that. Could be wishful thinking.
It's going to be an interesting night in Death Valley. I wish I were going to be there. Oklahoma at Missouri.
I'll take Mizzou at home. I'm not confident on it. Just okay. Home team.
Okay, as we all know, best of SEC women's soccer in Pensacola this week. The nationally ranked teams competing for the conference title. They'll be in town through the 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. We do have the one score for you today. It was Texas over LSU, 3-0. Tennessee, Mississippi State just got underway. Tonight's action, Alabama, South Carolina. They, will they kick off? What are they, what, how they, when they,
kickoff would work. You kick, kick a soccer ball, sure.
Okay, kickoff, 7 o'clock at Ashton-Brosnahan.
Yeah, I'm not much of a soccer guy, but that's what I'll call it. All righty. Also, just speaking of just football, both Gridiron and Association, the first college football playoff rankings for this season will be released tonight. This year marks the first of the 12-team playoff format, and the rankings will be released at 6 p.m. So it ain't just election night, folks. If you're a college football fan, this is a big night for a couple of reasons.
Something to get away. Diversity in your life.
There you go.
Okay, UWF, let's talk about them real quick. They've won 5 straight games, now face North Greenville Saturday at Penn Air Field. I don't see anything slowing them down.
North Greenville is a trap game because it's right before a trip to Valdosta State.
Right.
It's right after the largest win in program history. Greenville's 4-4, but some of their losses are justifiable. They played Valdosta State tough. They lost to the Citadel, but that's a D1 school. So UWF, they can't overlook them, but I've got the Argos winning.
Catch the Argos all season on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And, of course, Will Kennedy has the call of those games for the Argos.
Absolutely. And, of course, every hour we get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, Wall Street closing higher on this election day. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 427 points to 42,221. The S&P 500 added 70 points to 5,782, and the NASDAQ rose 259 points to 18,439.
Okay, the first announced election results of the year has come in. Happened just after midnight in a tiny little town in New Hampshire. Fox's Chris Foster has the numbers.
Since 1960, it's been tradition in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, to vote at midnight. It was an even split this year after all 6 registered voters cast their ballots. 3 votes for former President Trump, 3 votes for Vice President Harris, including lifelong Republican and former candidate for governor of Maine, Les Otten.
As an American, I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the Bill of Rights, to the Constitution, to the laws of our country.
I think New Hampshire's a purple state, and I think it's very divided.
In Marie Pintal's first vote in Dixville Notch was the January primary when Nikki Haley won all 6 votes. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Yes, but he did not add in there that the previous vote in the presidential, the way it went out, in the last 2020 election, the Democrats had all the votes.
Yes.
And the only 5 people voted the last time. They had an extra person come in. They had made it 6. But yeah, 3-3 is not bad in that territory at all.
No, you're absolutely right. And also, did have a couple texters drop in during the sports segment. They did just want to let us know. First of all, Marcus, he's a LSU guy. He's dropped in a couple times whenever we're talking about the Tigers. Very consistent listener. We love you, Marcus. Either way, he said...
Excuse me. Marcus, go Tigers.
Yeah, that's the thing. He said, oh my goodness, I thought my radio glitched. Austin called LSU. Yes, I am taking LSU to win that game. And also, someone did let us know that, yes, kickoff is the correct term for soccer.
Okay, good. Yeah. We learned something. Hey, if you have anything to pass on to us, text us.
Yeah, stumbled into
we
the right
answer. We those things.
Kroger has settled with 30 states that sued over the company's involvement in the opioid crisis. Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum played a leadership role in the negotiations, and apparently there were also two Oregon businesses that were owned by Kroger. The company will pay nearly $1.4 billion to the states, and apparently this is all about the state of Oregon. They will receive up to $40 million for opioid abatement. The first payment will be next year. So it's settled with 30 states, but it seems like Oregon's the big moneymaker there.
Well, SEC is not the only conference that's in our area this week.
That is absolutely true.
Sunbelt Conference is also over in Foley. They're doing their championships this week, the women's soccer championships. They started actually yesterday, and they will continue through Saturday with an eight-team direct elimination bracket. The SBC's top 10 volleyball teams are in action from November 21st through 24th. Look at this, SEC, SBC. We got the sports.
We absolutely do. 4:45 here. We also got your traffic and weather together. Man, there have been several accident reports so far this afternoon. Highway 297A, particularly between South Highway 97 and Pinecone Drive. There are some accident reports in that area causing a lot of congestion. Also, we had one on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. That's given us some issues still. I-10, if you are traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River, you are still backed up to Avalon Boulevard at this time. Outside of that, it's just several of the usual spots where you would expect some backups. Though in some spots, it is worse than usual, such as Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow could be another rainy day, slightly rainier than today even. High of 80, low of 71.
Okay, I am seeing the transition road from the 110 freeway over to Davis Highway. Pretty packed up this afternoon.
Yeah, so. And that's usually backed up. But North Davis Highway, it's had a couple of issues here and there as well, including if you are traveling northbound towards that same ramp coming from the Creighton Road area.
Okay, polls closing a little more than 2 hours from right now. We start our coverage, and when I say we, News Radio 92.3, we'll start our coverage a little bit after 7, right when the polls close. We go on and let you know the numbers and who's doing what to who. Here's something I wanted to add on here, Austin. Black voters, now this is especially men, are turning out in low numbers across Florida. Statewide, 48% of 1.78 million voters who identified as black submitted mail ballots or visited polling places for early voting. Now, this is compared to 61% of 8.51 million active voters that are white. Among black men, turnout was even lower at 44%, 7 percentage points lower than black women. About 70% of eligible black voters cast a ballot 4 years ago, including voting on Election Day.
Really?
That excited you, I can tell. I got a nice little rise out of you on that.
Well, it was more of a oh,
like
wow, you don't say.
Like a fact type.
Yeah. No, I got you. All righty. You a Home Depot goer?
You know, I would be, but I live on the east end of Gulf Breeze. Mm. So Lowe's is my closest big box. But I don't have anything against it. It's just not convenient for me.
I never go to Home Depot. I only like the jingle on the commercials, that ding, 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 ding. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Anyway, well, Home Depot's co-founder, Bernard Marcus, has passed away at the age of 95.
Good life. Yeah,
the
good life.
Company made the announcement today. Marcus and Arthur Blank founded Home Depot in 1978, and that helped grow his net worth to around $7.4 billion. So a pretty penny or two, I'd say.
You know who his co-founder was, right? Arthur, right?
Arthur Blank, that name sounds familiar. Who is that?
Owner of the Falcons.
That's how I know the name.
That's how you know the guy.
And that's how he afforded the Falcons.
He is a very spiffy dresser.
I was about to say, when I was reading, I'm like, Arthur Blank. I knew I knew that name.
Yeah, he's the only guy on the sideline in a three-piece suit.
Mm. Yeah,
he looks good. I like him. I like seeing that, you know.
Wow.
I don't have a problem with that one at all. I got my election suit on today. As a matter of fact, if you're looking on us on camera, I don't know what camera we're on right now, but it's the navy blue one with red. So I'm in the festive mood. It is election day.
Festive.
Get out there and vote if you have not done so. Republicans looking to keep their majority in the House of Representatives this election day. Pretty top priority. Fox's Business's Hillary Vaughn is in Washington and has more from Capitol Hill.
Republicans are hoping that winning some of those key down-ballot races would help them build their majority in the House and actually flip control of the Senate. Fox News Power Rankings have 22 seats in the House up for grabs, ranked as toss-up, many of those in New York and California. Republicans expected to pick up 208 seats to Democrats' 205. Democrats are hoping Republicans blow their ground game and that they can pick up enough seats to actually flip the House under their control. They think that Trump at the top of the ticket does them a favor.
Very well. All righty, just about 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, election anxiety. Who has it and what it could mean for you? Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
4:53, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Pensacola Right Now having a very interesting election day, 2024. You kind of touched on this earlier in the hour. I wanted to kind of advance it a little bit and let you in on what's really going on. You were talking about that Georgia poll worker who was arrested for threatening election workers in a letter. You know, violence and stuff like that.
Yeah, like the bomb threats.
Exactly. Yeah. Fox's Laura Kantner, she's on top of all of this.
The Department of Justice making the announcement Monday. Nicholas Wimbish had mailed the letter to the Jones County Elections Superintendent pretending to be a voter. The 25-year-old Milledgeville, Georgia resident allegedly had an argument with a voter while working at the Jones County Elections Office the previous day, October 16th. The letter included violent threats to Wimbish and other poll workers, even threats of sexual assault to the female employees. Wimbish is facing several charges, including mailing a bomb threat, and could be sentenced to as much as 25 years in prison. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
You see, that knucklehead, what are they getting?
Well, exactly. I don't know why you would, like, first of all, you got to be a pretty messed up person to be threatening that stuff anywhere at any time. But, I mean, why are these people coming out of the woodwork to do this? It doesn't make any sense.
It's because of they're looking for some identity. You know, they want to be something. And so there's something, all right.
I want to be that guy that got arrested for nothing.
They're King Knucklehead today.
I guess.
That's who they are.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Knucklehead.
And you're just in time for your traffic and weather, King Knucklehead, wherever
that's
you may
right,
be.
Where you are.
Let's see. Looking at the roads here, gosh, several issues. All right, so we did have an accident report. Highway 297A, this is near Pinecone Drive and South Highway 97. A lot of congestion on those streets there, and still some backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road from another accident. And then on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River, you are going to be backed up to Avalon Boulevard because of yet another accident. Outside of that, it's just issues in several spots, including Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 71 tomorrow, high of 80, low of 71, with chances no lower for rain than what we had today.
Aren't you just a bearer of good news here this afternoon?
I know. I'm really killing the vibe so far.
Okay. Hey, you may see an unusual color lighting up the sky this election week. Fox's Teresa Crowley has an explanation for you.
Green lights in the night on this election week, November 4th to 11th, not for Election Day, but 11-11 Veterans Day. Operation Green Light for Veterans, support of cities like Macon, Georgia, lighting their landmarks green to raise awareness for veterans struggling with reentry, drugs, jobs, suicide, and there are places to get help. Americans are asked to shine a light of hope and support for veterans from Macon to Michigan to Montana. Joined by the National Association of Counties and Veteran Service Officers, Macon's mayor urging people to change a light bulb to green so our veterans can drive around and see how much their service means to us with the Downtown Veterans Parade Sunday and Veterans Day Golf Tournament Monday, 11-11. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Don't forget about the Pensacola Beach Veterans Day Parade. I want to throw that in there.
Oh, absolutely.
35th edition. It rolls from Via de Luna Drive west into the Casino Beach parking lot. This year event starts 2 o'clock, November 11th, on Pensacola Beach. Now, if you're a vet wanting to participate in that parade, you can contact Donna Cahill, 850-516-8533. Once again, 850-516-8533.
First of all, do you know who comedian Amy Schumer is?
Oh, of course I do. The okay. Blonde lady. I think she's very funny.
All righty. And do you ever have election anxiety?
No, I just want it out of the way.
Yeah, it's an errand.
I just want to get it out of the way.
Well, apparently, Amy Schumer is having election anxiety. See
oh
how
gosh.
I merged those two there? She posted on Instagram at 2:30 a.m., showing herself eating popcorn while discussing the presidential election, and she made it clear that she was pushing for VP Kamala Harris to win, but she added that whatever happens, happens, and we've got this. So apparently...
Who's we?
I guess we as Americans. So regardless of whether
regardless
of whether Harris wins, Trump wins, that doesn't sound like much anxiety. If anything, that sounds like the opposite. I think anxiety would be what we touched on last week. Young millionaires saying, I'm leaving regardless of who wins.
The number one person, if you remember, if Donald Trump, this is back in 2016, if Donald Trump becomes president, I'm leaving this country.
A lot of celebrities
Cher
said that.
Led the thing.
Yeah.
Do you think she left that big 80-room mansion in Beverly Hills? She didn't move one thing. And don't build the wall. Have you seen her wall around her house?
Yeah.
Oh, they are good. Oh, let me tell you, they're really, really, really good.
Have you ever been given the key to a city?
No. Can't say that I have.
Well, Diddy has. And Ooh. I guess... Diddy, the guy that's got all the sexual assault stuff being brought against him, that rap artist. Well,
gotcha.
just when you thought prison time wasn't enough, he has lost another key to a major city. Mm. The city of Miami has taken back the key that was given to the disgraced hip-hop mogul back in 2015, and this comes after NYC rescinded its key to Diddy in June following the release of a video showing him assaulting his ex-girlfriend. Why are so many people given... the key to their city to Diddy?
Because they can.
I think I can name one song by Diddy. One.
I don't even know his name.
You haven't heard about Sean Diddy Combs.
I've heard about it, but you could bring him in and set him there. I wouldn't know who he was.
Well, that would be quite impressive if I could do that, because I think they got him locked up pretty tight right now.
Okay, and you were talking about Amy Schumer.
He needs a key, all right.
Let me go back to Amy Schumer a second.
Oh, okay.
I believe I just saw her during the last week's installation of my Hallmark movies.
Oh, she was in one of them.
I think I saw her on one of the Hallmark movies.
Oh, wow.
I was kind of thinking, like, she looks familiar.
Yeah.
I can't really place her, but I think it was Amy Schumer. She's a very funny lady. Mm. Throw the politics out the door. Forget it. Her talents, she's a comedian. She's very good.
Hmm. All right.
I like to be able to separate the two.
Yeah. No. Well, and that's the thing. If you can't separate politics from a celebrity. Well, that's the thing. You're not going to like anybody.
You're going to go nuts. Just like, totally nuts. And then they win.
Right.
Then they win for screwing up your head. You know?
Well, like the Nike stuff, like with Colin Kaepernick, people got so upset over that. I'm like, do you know how much my jerseys cost?
Oh, I'm not wearing that Nike lick anymore. No way, no.
Yeah, I'm still wearing my jerseys every day.
You know what? You're just a true American, man.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.